Welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by. Doris Day brings us I Only Have Eyes for You from 1950, written by Harry Warren and Al Dubin. What a beautiful voice she had. Of course, Doris was great at everything she did. She was a wonderful singer, both in terms of her later years in the popular music field, but also as a very fine jazz singer in her early 20s, that would be in the 1940s. And of course, she went on to have a wonderful television and movie career as well. Well, I Only Have Eyes for You was featured in the musical Dames, and it was also performed by Doris in the film Young Man with a Horn, which was a biographical account of the life of trumpeter Bix Beiderbecke. And Doris opens this morning's edition of I've heard that song before. Nice music, which is what we have for you today on I've Heard That Song Before and on In Transition and other programs as well. So sit back and relax, and we're going to bring you lots more music this morning. And this morning we're featuring a particular type of music, and that's music performed by female vocalists from the 1930s on through the 1950s. And we heard from one of the loveliest, Doris Day, and we're going to hear from lots of other lovely ladies today. Well, one of the sweetest and nicest and richest voices around at the time would belong to Helen Forrest, a very frequent visitor to the show. And she started out in the late 30s with the big bands and was well into her solo career by the mid-1940s. And that's when we'll hear from her this morning with a number by Frank Lesser. In 1947, she recorded Down the Stairs and Out the Door, which I confess I don't think I've heard before. And Helen is accompanied on this one by a piano trio. We normally hear her with full orchestra, so it's a rather different sound. And I think you'll agree it's a particularly nice one. And then we're going to go back about a decade to one of the great swing artists of the 1930s, Mildred Bailey, another frequent visitor to the show. And she made many recordings in the 1930s for the Columbia label, frequently accompanied by her husband, Red Norvo, and his orchestra, and also by many different combinations of smaller groups. And we'll hear that this morning. She's joined by a smaller group led by Teddy Wilson, a very frequent partner of hers on her recording dates. The song is written by Billy Rose and Vince Eumanns, and it is More Than You Know, and it's from 1936. And then we'll go back to the early 1950s and to one of the most perfect voices in popular music, and that is the one belonging to Joe Stafford. Very clear and very precise, and she had a beautiful style. We'll hear her with a George and Ira Gershwin number that was featured in the movie An American in Paris, where it was sung by Gene Kelly. We'll hear, as I mentioned, the version sung by Joe Stafford this morning, and the song is Love is Here to Stay. Three more ladies, three more songs, and we'll hear now from Helen Forrest, Down the Stairs, Out the Door.
Down the stairs, out the door, to the station and far away, with my baby. Down the stairs, out the door, to the station and gone from me. Did I sigh, did I cry? No, I smiled when I said goodbye to my baby. Let him go, let him blow, let him hurry out fancy free. But now, oh, how a room can get gloomy. Oh, how a room can get bare. Oh, how a room can get much too roomy when the love is gone from there. Down the stairs, out the door, to the station and far away, with my baby. Down the stairs, out the door, bag and baggage, and gone was he. Now I sigh and I cry and I pray for the day I say, here comes baby, up the stairs, in the door, and forevermore home to me. Thank you. gets too roomy when the love is gone from there. Down the stairs, out the door, to the station and far away went my baby. Down the stairs, out the door, bag and baggage, and gone was he. Now I sigh and I cry and I pray for the day I say, here comes baby up the stairs, in the door, and forevermore home to me. Whether you are false or true, whether you remain or wander, I'm growing fonder of you. Even though your friends forsake you, even though you don't succeed, wouldn't I be glad to take you, give you the break you need? More than you know, man of my heart, I love you so. Lately I find you're on my mind more than you know. Whether you're right, whether you're wrong, man of my heart, I'll string along. You need me so. Nothing I can do about it. Loving may be all you can give, but honey, I can't live without it. Oh, how I'd cry if you got tired and said goodbye. More than I'd show, more than you. fancies, and in time may go. But oh, my dear, our love is here to stay.
You're listening to I've Heard That Song Before. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa. That's CHUO 89.1 FM on your dial. This morning we're listening to some lovely voices belonging to female singers from the 1930s, 40s and 50s. And I think you'll agree there's a particularly fine selection or fine list of them, and we've picked a selection of our ladies that we hear from time to time on the show, and some more frequently than others. So we're adding in a few today that perhaps we don't hear from as much as we should. And we're going to correct that today and in future programs. And we just heard from Joe Stafford with Love Is Here to Stay, written by George and Ira Gershwin. Mildred Bailey and Friends, and I said that was a group led by Teddy Wilson, which it was. And I think the trumpet on that one belonged to Ziggy Elman, who was a mainstay with the Benny Goodman outfit at the time, and a few other wonderful musicians there too. They brought us More Than You Know from 1936. And we started out with the lovely Helen Forrest and a Frank Lesser number, Down the Stairs and Out the Door. Well, we're going to carry on with some more lovely ladies, and we're going to go now to 1952. And to one of the nicest jazz singers around, and that is Anita O'Day. She made many recordings around this time for the Verve label with a whole host of different musicians, and performed occasionally with Oscar Peterson, Canada's own wonderful pianist. She's performing this morning with a piano trio, but I'm not quite sure who's on it. It's not Oscar Peterson. But fine musicians nonetheless, and they're going to bring us a Rodgers and Hart number called I Didn't Know What Time It Was. And Anita does a very fine job on this one. Then we're going to go back two decades to one of the great stars of screen. Alice Faye, she was the lead performer, leading star for Fox Studios. She was literally from the chorus girl onto the main stage, as they say, shot to fame and made many musicals for them in the 1930s, and a very fine performer and a lovely voice. She made many recordings, mostly taken from her musicals, and that's what we'll hear this morning from 1934. The song is called According to the Moonlight, and it's another one that I'm not that familiar with. Written by Joseph Mayer, Herbert Magidson, and Jack Yellen for the movie George White's 1935 Scandals. And it was performed in the movie by Alice herself. And we'll round it out with a number from 1946. The orchestra is Harry James. He had many wonderful female singers with his band. And by 1946, he's working with a lovely voice, lovely lady, Marion Morgan. And they will bring us a number written by Harold Adamson and Jimmy McHugh. And it's called Life Can Be Beautiful. Three lovely ladies. I keep saying that, but they are, and they do have wonderful voices. And we'll hear next from Anita O'Day. I didn't know what time it was.
Once I was young, yesterday perhaps, danced with Jim and Paul and kissed some other chaps. Once I was young, but never was naive. I thought I had a trick or two of my imaginary sleeve. But now I know I was naive. I didn't know time it was. Then I met you. Oh, what a lovely time it was. How sublime it was too. I didn't know what day it was. You held my hand, warm like the month of May it was. And I'll say it was grand, grand to be alive, to be young, to be mad, to be yours alone. Grand to see your face, feel your touch, hear your voice, say I'm all your own. So I didn't know what year it was. Life was no prize. I wanted love, and here it was, shining out of your eyes. I'm wise, and I know what time it is now. Hear your voice say I'm all your own. So I didn't know what year it was. Life was no prize. I wanted love, and here it was, shining out of your eyes. I'm wise, and I know what time it is now.
Your conduct is deplorable. Your manners in the moonlight are all wrong. When you should be sweet and nice to me, you're like a case of ice to me. I think it's simply awful. In fact, it's quite unlawful. According to the moonlight and the stars above, we should be making love accordingly, shouldn't we? According to the season, which you know is spring, this is the proper thing. Who holds you tight is quite all right, according to authority. On etiquette for nights like these, a little kiss, a hug and squeeze are approved in the best society. So why not get romantic, which you ought to do, according to how I love you. Accordingly, shouldn't we? According to the season, which you know is spring, this is the proper thing. Who holds you tight is quite all right, according to authority. On etiquette, on nights like these, a little kiss, a hug and squeeze are approved in the best society. So why not get romantic, which you ought to do, according to how I love you.
We've just been listening to Marion Morgan with the orchestra of Harry James from 1946. Life Can Be Beautiful. Before that, Alice Faye and According to the Moonlight. And we started out with Anita O'Day from 1952. I Didn't Know What Time It Was. And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. This morning we're listening to some lovely ladies from the world of song from the 1930s through to the 1950s. Well, we have several more ladies coming up for you this morning. In our next set, we're going to hear from a young Helen Ward, who sang for two or three years with the Benny Goodman Orchestra just as it was starting out in the swing era days. And they're going to bring us a number written by Charles Tobias and Abel Baer called G But You're Swell, and that'll be Helen Ward. Following Helen and Benny, we'll go to 1946 to a young lady who'd just arrived in the US from Britain, and that's Beryl Davis. She started out her career in England and settled in the US after the war and went on to have a long and very successful career there. We'll hear her with the Russ Case Orchestra, with a number written by Lou Brown, Buddy De Silva, and Ray Henderson called The Best Things in Life Are Free. And we're going to start the set out with a singer called Kitty Callan. I've played her before on the show. She sang with a number of big bands and then went on to have a solo career. She started out with the band of Artie Shaw and moved on to Jack Teagarden, then Jimmy Dorsey, and ended up with Harry James. And we're going to hear her with Jack Teagarden from 1940. And I'm Taking My Time With You, delightful voice. So let's listen to her just coming up with Jack Teagarden, I'm Taking My Time With You.
Thank you.
love's the grandest thing that I ever knew. You've got just what it takes. And I'll admit I get the luckiest phrase. And I mean lucky, for what else could it be? When a boy like you loves me, but you're swell.
That was Beryl Davis from 1947 with The Best Things in Life Are Free, accompanied by Russ Case and his orchestra. As I said, Beryl started out in Britain singing for her father's orchestra, Harry Davis, I think his name was, and went on to sing with smaller groups, including George Shearing and Stefan Grappelli. And then she moved to the States and had a wonderful career there. Before that, we heard Helen Ward, who spent a brief 2 years with Benny Goodman back in the 1930s and retired from singing officially in her early 20s. But she went on to sing with smaller groups and made many recordings with them. We heard her with the Benny Goodman Orchestra and Gee, But You're Swell. And we started out with Kitty Callan and the Jack Teagarden Orchestra, I'm Taking My Time With You, from 1939 or 40, I'm not quite sure the precise date there. We're very grateful for her recordings that we can play on this show and keep bringing her to audiences.
For the finest in jazz, why not tune into In Transition with your host, Randy McElligott, every Sunday between noon and 2 p.m. on CKHUO FM 89.1. Coming to you from the University of Ottawa, Randy features jazz from the past, present, and everything in between. That's In Transition, Sundays on CHUO FM 89.1.
Well, you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa, and I'm Stephanie Robinson. And we're listening today to female singers, ladies of song, from the 1930s, the 1940s, and the 1950s. And I think you'll agree that they did have some lovely voices back then, and some wonderful songs too. And we've heard a lot of fairly well-known standards today, but also some songs that perhaps aren't as familiar to contemporary audiences. But they all do a wonderful job on all the songs, and we mustn't forget the wonderful musicians that joined them in the studio. Well, we've got three more songs for you this morning, and we're going to go now to Dinah Shore. You know, I don't think I played Dinah on the show for a little while, so that's a lack I'm certainly going to remedy today. We're going to hear her from 1959 with a fairly famous number from the pens of Gus Kahn and Isham Jones called It Had to Be You. And Dinah is accompanied by a piano trio featuring Maestro Andre Previn. And after Dinah and Andre, we will go again to the orchestra of Benny Goodman, this time from 1941. Helen Ward has moved on. He's had a time with Helen Forrest, and he's now got in his lineup of singers a young Peggy Lee. Well, she, of course, went on to great glory in her solo career, but she did put in some time with the Benny Goodman Orchestra, and they made several recordings together. And we'll hear one, which again is the number that I'm not that familiar with, called Keep Me in Mind. This is from 1941, and it's written by Benny Goodman himself and Al Zink. Well, we are approaching the end of this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before. I would like to thank you very much for joining me today. Please stay with us because Randy's going to be joining us in just a few minutes, and he's got some lovely jazz for you just coming up. I hope you'll join me again next week for more songs from days gone by. And we have one more for you this morning, and we'll round out the show this morning with the lovely voice of Margaret Whiting. From 1947, she'll bring us a number written by Joseph Miro and Matt Gordon called You Do. Three more songs from three more ladies and three more lovely voices, along with some very nice musicians. And we'll hear now from Dinah Shore and Andre Previn, It Had to Be You.
Seems like dreams like I always had could be, should be making me glad. Why am I blue? It's up to you to explain. I'm thinking maybe, baby, I'll go away someday, some way, you'll come and say, it's you I need, and you'll be pleading in vain. It had to be you. It had to be you. I wandered around and finally found somebody who could make me be true. seem might never be me, might never be cross or try to be boss, but they wouldn't do, for nobody else gives me a thrill. With all your faults, dear, I love you still. It had to be you, wonderful you. It had to be you.
I love you, you do. No one means more to me than you do. smile it into May. And then December comes back again when you're away. Who has a charm that very few do? Who makes life necessary? Make my dreams come true. Don't give me three guesses, one will do. Who has a charm that very few do? Life necessary, you do, and who can take my dreams and make my dreams come true? Don't give me three guesses.
And that concludes this week's edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Please stay with us now for In Transition with Randy McGilligott. 2 hours of great jazz coming up for this afternoon. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and thanks so much for joining me today on I've Heard That Song Before.